Welcome to the Minisode, Judy.
Hi, good to see you.
One thing we didn't get to talk about in the full interview was this push to save the planet by eating less meat. If that's not the best way to save the planet, do you have a better idea?
Wow. Well, first of all, the implication that we need to eat less meat, you know, suggests that we need to have fewer animals on the land, whereas I say exactly the opposite. We need more wildlife. We need more animals. I mean, if they're domestic animals, we need to have those animals managed well, managed holistically. But we need more life, because the more I explore, animals will heal the landscape if we work with them and or if we let them. So, yeah. Animals help the water cycle. Animals help the nutrient cycle. So I would say more life.
I see. It is the opposite. And I think Alan Savory also says that the animals are our only hope, actually. Why? Why can't we just like do the things that they do? I guess we've tried and it hasn't worked out that well, right?
Yeah, well, because every animal has a different way of being, a different role in the landscape, and a different set of knowledge and intelligence in relation to the landscape. And I think it's best that we be humble and honor what other species can do and can teach us.
Well, like the very story you were saying in the full interview about the donkey, right? The donkey was addressing different things and doing different functions to the landscape than the cattle were. So donkeys were needed, even if some perceived them as a nuisance. And so when we think, oh, well, we can just do one thing, put these chemicals here and till the soil like that, it's not as diverse as what the animals bring to the table, I would say.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Judy. It has been a pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you.